Track 11, Unit 3, Listening 1. How to deal with homesickness.
Hello, and welcome to our special podcast this week. As senior lecturer in psychology, I've been asked to organise a podcast dealing with homesickness among those students who have moved from faraway places to study for their degrees with us here in the south of England. Our own research survey shows that a little over 90% of first-year students at this university experience some level of homesickness. In due course, we will hear from three of our second-year students who have agreed to share their experiences. But first of all, let's consider what homesickness actually is. For many new students, the beginning of their university life generates both eagerness and apprehension. This could be about making the move, beginning academic work, or meeting new people. For some, this anxiety is quickly overcome as they adapt to their new environment. For others, the transition takes longer and sometimes develops into homesickness. The student longs for and becomes distressed over the loss of what is familiar and secure. Mostly it is the loss of people, but it can also include loss of routine, nostalgia for a place, or the simple knowledge that family life continues in a far-off place without them. In some of these cases, the student will be prone to the symptoms of homesickness several weeks before the move. For others, quite surprisingly, it may affect them much later, after the first holiday or even at the beginning of the second year. However, homesickness largely strikes within the first few days. Although homesickness is not a serious medical condition, it can result in distressing symptoms like sleeplessness, anxiety, and feeling tearful and emotional, and can lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation. Sometimes it means that an individual feels unable to fully engage with other people or take part in activities, both of which can be beneficial in the first few days or weeks of life away from home. According to a report by the National Audit Office in the UK, one in five students drop out after the first year of study. What was first known as nostalgic disease in 16th century Swiss literature is thought to be one of the most common causes of withdrawal from tertiary education courses each year. Some of our students have taken part in a focus group on the topic of homesickness, and they very kindly agreed to let me share extracts from the recording. First of all, we asked each student to introduce themselves and tell us how homesickness had affected them. Here's what they said.
Hi, I'm Nicola from California. When I came last year, it was the first time I'd ever been to the UK. And I really felt like an outsider here in the beginning. The lifestyle, the people, and the weather were all very different from what I was used to. I sort of felt anxious and insecure, and I found it really difficult to concentrate on anything. I was really forgetful. Everything just seemed to slip my mind, and my work suffered a lot in the first few months.
Hello, I'm Amanda from the north of England. It was the first time I'd been away from home, and I felt really lost. My homesickness actually gave me physical symptoms. I really had difficulty eating and sleeping, and I ended up being quite ill for most of the first term. You know, severe headaches, feeling dizzy, that type of thing. As a result, I missed a lot of lectures and I scored really low marks on all of my assignments in the first term. I had joined a few different clubs in the first week, but eventually I stopped going to them too.
Hi there, I'm Chloe from Australia. My first year was awful. University sort of felt like a prison. I didn't know anyone at all, and there was nothing to do but study. Maybe that was my own fault. I suppose I could have made more of an effort to meet people. But in the end, I locked myself away in my room and hardly saw anyone. Before long, I was suffering from depression. I lost confidence in my own ability and ended up losing interest in the course. I stopped doing research for assignments and ended up failing the first year exams.
As I said before, homesickness is not a serious medical condition. However, depression and anxiety are, and for these, help should be sought from your doctor. For mild cases of homesickness, counselling can be extremely beneficial. The next question we asked the students in our focus group was, what did you do to help you get over homesickness? And what advice would you give to those students suffering from homesickness at the moment? Here's what they said. First, Nicola.
Well, I guess that calling home was what made me really settle down. You have to understand that your family and friends are only a phone call away. Just hearing my parents' voices on the other end of the line always calmed me down. I even used webcam chats. They really made up for the lack of face-to-face contact. It's not totally the same, but it was a big help. I didn't overdo it. I mean, I didn't call home every day. I only called when something new happened. You know, when I bought something or met new people. Using social networks is also a great way to catch up with your friends. And it makes you feel like you're still with them back home. Just sharing jokes, photos, and experiences every day brings them closer to you.
Then this is what Amanda had to say. I had way too much contact with my family during my first term. I realised that going home every weekend was actually making me feel worse. What I would advise is to get out there and make contact with the people around you. You're not the only one who's going through this, because your classmates are in the same boat as you. Talk to them and ask them how they're dealing with things. This gives you a great opportunity to make new mates. It also allows you to form your own support network, meaning you can get over common difficulties together. Listening to other people's problems can also put yours into perspective. Meeting new people helps put homesickness out of your mind and allows you to embrace your new environment. I joined a film club, which helped me meet more people. And here are Chloe's thoughts on the subject.
You really have to put those negative thoughts behind you. That's what I did. I found that a good way to get rid of that homesick feeling was to always have something that has sentimental value with me. When I was younger, it would be a teddy bear or a blanket. But as I got older, I discovered that I still needed my comfort objects. By that, I mean photos, my own pillow, a familiar perfume or cologne, favourite music, films, or even an old diary. Having familiar things around you can help you feel more at ease. In fact, I looked at photos from when I was in Australia and even set up my new room like my old one was. It really helped jog my memory on how happy I always felt in my bedroom when I was younger.